The Harvey Weinstein scandal had a huge impact in France, where thousands of women voiced their opposition to sexual harassment in their version of the Me Too movement. Now there's a different kind of uproar involving 100 prominent French women, writers, academics, and the country's most famous actress, Catherine Deneuve. They signed an open letter saying the movement has gone too far and has become a witch hunt against men. As NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports, feminists in France are angry and shocked.
30 French feminists published their response to Deneuve and her co-signatories in their own open letter today. And a representative from each side squared off in a debate on Europe One Radio. Writer Adnous Chalmani, who signed Deneuve's letter, says she's glad women are speaking out, but things have gone too far.
We all want to end harassment and violence, but the way to do that is not creating a puritanical, moralistic environment. This is taking women backwards.
Chalmani says attempted seduction is now confused with sexual aggression. She and her co-signatories say men should have the freedom to hit on women and not be shamed on social media because they touched a woman's knee or sent a salacious text. What particularly incensed feminist leader Caroline de Haas was the letter's claim that being groped in the subway doesn't have to be a big deal.
I'm sorry, that's a crime. And when you trivialize violence, you leave more space for the aggressor and you delegitimize the victim.
That's what worries the Deneuve camp, who say women are being seen as powerless and perpetual victims. Gender Equality Minister Marlène Schiappa joined the debate.
There are some interesting points in this letter, like, do women have to feel like victims forever if they are sexually aggressed? But that's nothing new, and the rest of it is shocking.
Even though French women of all ages signed both letters, many commentators see it as a generational debate, pitting older women who fought for sexual liberation in the 1960s against younger activists who feel that Me Too is a battle for women's rights. 69-year-old Paris real estate agent Joëlle Remy is on her way home from work. She says she's in the middle of the two camps because sexual harassment is nuanced.
It's not the man in the street or the metro who's going to hurt women. It's someone with power over you, either in your family or at your job.
Remy says when she was young, she and her friends would often slap a man or speak loudly to embarrass an aggressor on the subway. She says they definitely did not see themselves as victims. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.